Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And of course, with it being Thursday at this time, we every Thursday talk to the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And on the line with us this morning is Brad. Brad, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I'm excellent. How are you?
Doing pretty good. And so, obviously, before we get started, your hours down at the shelter right now, you're still by appointment only as of right now, correct?
For the time being, for this weekend, we are now starting August 25th, this coming Tuesday, we are going to reopen our facility. We will be open 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, and we are still going to stay closed on Monday.
Okay.
So we're excited about being open. We will have masks on. And we ask that anybody that's visiting us, please wear a mask while inside of our facility.
All right. So after this weekend, getting back to semi-normal hours, open from 2 to 4, so you'll be able to go out there. But as of right now, for the rest of this week, though, I do believe they still would like you to do appointments as of right now, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
But back to open hours starting on Tuesday, but still closed on Monday. I'm assuming Mondays are cleaning days for a lot of the cages and a lot of the animals, correct?
Yes, yep. That is correct.
And that's a lot of cleaning, I know that. So
a lot of it, yeah. A lot that goes into it.
All right. Well, Brad, obviously we love hearing about all the dogs and cats out there. And Becky, when she calls, she always likes to tell us, a kind of a happy adoption story. Do we have any happy adoption stories right now?
I'll be completely honest. We've been kind of slow. Mm-hmm. However, we have had one adoption. I can't remember if she talked about it last time or not, but Henry got adopted.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do remember Henry. I think she did talk about it last week, but I love hearing about it. I don't care. You could tell me the same story over and over. I don't care. So I just love hearing about it, especially, the ones that have been out there for quite a while.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He finally got to go home. He stayed with us a little bit longer and finally got to go home on Tuesday, actually. So kind of a delayed process, but he's no longer caged up.
That's good, and I know he's probably happy be able to get out and run around a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, let's go ahead and hear about all the great dogs and cats out there at the shelter, because I know you guys have quite a few out there as of right now.
Absolutely, we sure do. We have a group of five kittens, and everybody tells me when they see them that it looks like the printer ran out of ink. Sometimes you see puppies like that. But I've got a pure black kitten. I've got a black and white kitten. I've got a gray kitten, solid gray. I've got a gray and white kitten, and then I have a white kitten, all from the same litter.
So. Oh, wow. So, it's like the printer did run out. It's like the black one came out first, and then just as she kept giving birth, she ran out of ink.
Yes, absolutely. They are gorgeous little kittens.
Aww.
They're about 2.5 months old now. They are ready for adoption, ready for their homes. Our little white one looks kind of like a Siamese mix.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Siamese, you see the really pretty blue eyes. These are almost white.
Wow.
Still blue, but it's, gorgeous.
It's a light blue.
Yes. Yep. Very light blue. Pretty, pretty kitty. Their adoption, all our cats right now, they are $30 adoption.
Mm-hmm.
That gets them spayed or neutered. If it is a kitten, they do have to have, they require a $30 deposit, but we'll refund that after they get fixed. So I guess I should start with that. We also have turtles. Turtle is still there. We still have socks.
I tell Becky this pretty much every week. If where I lived at, if I was allowed to have a cat, Turtle would be coming home with me. I love Turtle.
We were talking about that the other day. Becky was out at the shelter and she said, "That's Turtle, isn't it?" I said, "Yep." She said, "He sure likes that cat."
He does. I do. I just love the fact that he hides under there, and she calls him the king of social distancing.
Yes,
so he kind of hides under there until you walk up to the cage, and all of a sudden he's like, "Hey!"
Yep. He's the most aggressive, loving cat.
Oh, he does. He does the hard, he does the hard head bump, on your hand, like, "Hey, pay attention to me."
Absolutely.
I love those cats though that do that.
They actually, both of those guys are going to SEK Animal Clinic this morning. I'm going to take them as soon as I get off the phone here, actually. They're going to get neutered mm-hmm. with their cat special, and so their adoption fee will actually be waived from this point forward, as long as the adopter can has a vet reference, you know, that's showing that previous animals or current animals are up to date on vaccinations and normal vet care. So they'll be neutered and they'll be ready to go home. Then we have two little feral males. Two little scared guys, both tabbies. One has more white on him, but they were scared to death when they first came in. And some people find it kind of scary, but I find it comical when this little bitty kitten starts sitting and hissing at you. You know they're not going to do anything.
Right. They're just little babies, but they're trying to make themselves all big. And, hey, yeah. Don't bother me. I'll get you.
it does crack me up when people... when they scare people, I wouldn't be that way. But anyways, they're both males. They're around 3 months old. They're the $30 adoptions with the $30 deposit. They'd be great indoor-outdoor cats. I call her Catry. It's kind of a weird name. We run out of names a lot.
I could see that happening sometimes, especially if you have a lot of animals. I can see how you start running out of names.
We actually have a name generator that we have to use sometimes. Catry is a 5-year-old female. She is yellow and white, super sweet girl. I had the vet look at her because she had some lumps. And turns out they're just little fat pockets.
Ah.
Went on a weight loss journey, and that's what's left over. So she is a very pretty cat. She does have some allergies in condition, but we're working on treating that. So she'll be ready to be in a loving home. And then we have Lays and Stouffer, of course. Lays is our black kitten that's about 3.5, 4 months old, and Stouffer is our gray kitten around the same age, both males, and they are actually going to SEK Animal Clinic as well today, so they'll be ready to go. And, you know, I could keep going on the cats, but since we're reopening, I really encourage people to come out and meet these guys. Let them bump their heads against your hand and try not to fall in love with them. So that's the cat group that I'd like to talk about. And then I have lots of dogs. I have Rain. Rain is a white lab mix. She is roughly 4 years old. She had someone sponsor her adoption fee, so she will be spayed and up to date on rabies when we find an adopter for her. Very sweet girl. We're working on training her on a leash, but other than that, she keeps a clean kennel. She's very friendly. We've had no issues with dog aggression, so really really good doggo. We have Ambrose, Maximus, and Nemo. They came in with three of their sisters. The three sisters went to rescue, and we still have the boys. They came in pretty skinny, pretty thin, and covered in fleas and just nastiness. But they're good and clean. They're a healthy weight now, and they are $75 adoptions. That gets them neutered. I call Nemo Airplane sometimes because his ears are gigantic. You know, most dogs, their ears lay down or they stick straight up.
Right.
They're like semi-solid and semi-soft, so they're sticking out from his head, but they're like sticking straight out, almost like horns. So,
and let me guess, they flop all over the place when he runs, don't they?
They sure do, yeah.
Which is always so cute to watch, though.
He's a fun little dog. He really is. He's very treat-motivated. All three of them are, so they'd probably be pretty easy to train, and they are all black and white. I think they're border collie mixes, potentially, something like that. We also have Nikki. Nikki is a German Shepherd mix. He is neutered, so he's a $30 adoption. He is a 4-year-old boy. He's black. He's got the typical German Shepherd markings. So he's mostly black with some brown on. He came from a home with a small dog, so he is dog friendly. He was indoors, so he does have potty training. Obviously, he's been in a shelter for a while, so he may need some help reminding him how and when to go to the bathroom. But that is their goal for him. We also have Ruby. Ruby is a large terrier mix. She's brindle, very pretty girl. She is heartworm positive, but we can start treatment on her, and she will be a happy, healthy dog in no time. We have Lady. Lady, everybody that's seen Lady, staff and members and all that fun stuff, they love Lady. She is so sweet. She sits in her kennel, and she's a puppy. She doesn't bark or jump around. She just sits in her kennel and kind of watches. She's a hound mix, and she's got this super long, curly tail. She's mostly brown with a little bit of black, and she's around 5 months old. Very sweet girl. We have Polly, who is a little healer mix. She's white with red ticks is what I call them. She's about 4.5, 5 months old, super high energy girl. We have Manny. Manny is also a neutered dog. He is around 3 years old, and he is a chocolate lab mix. He has that really pretty brown, chocolatey color with a kind of like a gold spot on the top of his head. Makes him unique.
that's very cool.
Yeah, it really, you know, if you ever lose him, that'd be your...
Exactly. You'd be like, yeah, I can definitely tell you that is my dog, because that spot right there.
He's pretty laid back. I lost my train of thought.
he's not going to go jumping over any fences anytime soon, is he?
I don't think so. He has it here at the shelter, so I'm going to say no. We also have Vancy. Vancy is a little terrier mix. She'd probably do better without other dogs. She's a little reactive when she's walking through the kennels. Mm-hmm. And she sees the other dogs, but she's super sweet with people. All she wants is love. She kind of bounces when she goes outside. She'll do a little twist and kind of bounce. She's tan. She's around 3 years old. I think I said that. Sweet girl. She's got one little blue spot on one of her brown eyes. And again, one of those distinguishing marks.
Exactly.
Then we have Thor and Loki. They are both healer mixes.
I love the names.
It's kind of a funny story. Loki came in, and I had asked what the dog's name was. They said they had found him and were trying to keep him, and they had named him Loki. And I was thinking Thor and Loki, but it was Lowkey, like Loki.
Oh, okay.
And then we get his brother in, and I said, okay, we're going to do Thor and Loki. So,
that's cute. I love that.
Well.
Absolutely.
Loki's more black with white and brown markings, and Thor he's mostly white with those black specks or ticks. Both boys are roughly 5 to 6 months old. You know, healers just in general are smart dogs. They'd be really good, you know, great farm dogs, having hanging around the house and all that fun stuff. And they're young, so they, you know, be good.
Lots of energy.
Other animals.
Lots of energy.
Yes, lots and lots of energy. And then I have two more dogs to talk about. I have Mousy. Mousy's a little terrier mix. He is tan and white. He's the guy that came in that I assumed had been picked up by a bigger animal and kind of shook around. He had a very tender neck and had some weird puncture wounds on his neck. But he is doing much better. He's around 4 months old, high energy little guy, ready for a new home, started being in a shelter cage. And then last but not least, we have Hanky. Hanky came in. He was covered in mats on the back part of his body. I'm not kidding you. They were at least 8 inches long, hanging off of his fur. We cut those off. We found a bunch of fleas. We flea bathed them, and we cut his nails. We took a walk. Sorry, there's barking in the background.
It happens all the time when we're talking with Becky, because the dogs want to get on the air too.
Yep.
So.
Anyways, he's doing much better. He's an older gentleman. He's around 8 years old, I'm guessing. And somebody actually sponsored to have his dental work done on him. So he's got nice, clean teeth. He's up to date on rabies.
Mm-hmm.
And just a super sweet dog, ready to go to a new home. It's going to kind of, you know, kind of a gentle, slow home. So he's ready to go, and he keeps a clean kennel. So,
and he probably feels a lot better, too, now without all those matted hairs all over him. So he probably feels a lot better about that, too. Well, if anybody does want to get a hold of you guys, if they want to make an appointment for any for sometime the rest of this week, how can they get a hold of you guys?
They can call our shelter phone number. It is 620-252-6060, and please leave a voicemail. A lot of times we can't answer the phone, but we are checking those messages daily now. And Facebook, of course, message us on our Facebook.
All right. Well, again, that's a good way to get a hold of them. And, Brad, I thank you so much for coming on today. And I don't know who's barking in the background, but you tell them I said hi as well. So
I sure will.
And we appreciate you coming on today, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good one.
All right. You have a good one as well. All right. That's Brad from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We always love talking to them, hearing about all the great animals out there at the shelter. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to take calls the rest of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.